For many years now, breast cancer has been the most common cancer diagnosed in Australia. But as the population grows and ages, that is changing. For the first time, prostate cancer is set to become Australia's number one cancer, according to the latest forecasts from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. It's prompted calls for better testing guidelines and an awareness campaign to improve knowledge and overcome stigma. Anne Savage is the CEO of the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish. Thanks for having us on the program.
There is a fairly significant jump in the data. What's going on?
Yeah, look, that's a great question. Every year, the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare takes a look at the numbers which are sent in by state and territory cancer registries, and they revise those numbers based on population projections and what the new data is telling them. And that's what's happened just last week, in fact. And what we have seen is a 34% increase on the previous year's estimates for the number of men being diagnosed with prostate cancer in this country, which for us is obviously a very serious concern. And it really speaks to the need to increase services and support for many of these men.
How reliable is the data?
The data is the most reliable data that we have. These estimates are relatively conservative. So if anything, we know that this is a baseline for us to plan on. The numbers themselves, you know, the count is important because that tells us what we need to plan in terms of surgeries, in terms of services, in terms of nursing support, in terms of things like that. And then we also monitor the rates of prostate cancer and other cancers as well. And that's important because it allows us to compare ourselves with other jurisdictions internationally, for example. And that's how we know that Australia has one of the highest rates of prostate cancer in the world.
And what's the significance of prostate cancer overtaking other forms of cancer as the most common?
This is incredibly significant for the many men in our community who have been saying for some time that, you know, their friends and neighbours are being diagnosed and we're simply not doing enough about it. We need to revise the PSA guidelines. We're really hopeful that Mark Butler is keen to fast track those with us. And we've written to Mark Butler. We're hopeful of meeting with him soon to talk about that. The current guidelines are 6 years out of date. There's been so much happening in the prostate cancer space since then. We really are getting better and better at treating it, but we do need to make sure that the guidelines take into consideration the very latest approaches to managing and treating the disease.
What specifically needs to change?
Well, one example, a very simple one, is the fact that the current guidelines don't recommend PSA testing for men who are 70 years and older. That's simply not good enough anymore. So the information that we have tells us that men in that age bracket are now being diagnosed with metastatic advanced disease and aren't surviving their disease simply because we're not detecting it before it spreads out outside their prostate. So that for us is a major one. When we have life expectancies increasing across the board, when we can expect to live healthier lives for longer, we absolutely need to do everything that we can within our power to make sure that everyone in our community gets an equal opportunity to age well.
Anne Savage, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish. Have a great day.
Anne Savage is the CEO of the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.